The time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over the flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Messiah and Lord. And this will be a sign to you: you will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
Merry Christmas from the whole Mountain family. It's wonderful to be with you again and with many friends here. I think of a friend, Keith, who recently reached me and is listening with us to these reflections that I really believe are stirred by the Spirit of God and the wonder of our life together. We come from many places to this little time. Thinking now, here I've had the slider open on my bedroom a good share of the morning. In fact, before it began to become bright, not sun today showing itself, but in the wonder of Christmas Eve morning, warmth, a warm breeze. And so the slider open and sitting here in meditation and thinking of you. And wondering what life is like for Greg and Elizabeth and their daughters, Alicia and Sienna, in their new home down in Virginia. Some have wondered about Greg, and Greg and I, along with his wife Elizabeth, are part of our effort to communicate out the life and ministry of the Mountain, the Word of God active in our midst. And Greg and I collaborate here. He shares reflections with me sometimes, and we do with each other out to you. He really produces this. It grows up and out, doesn't it, from our lives. And so as I take a moment and reflect with you, you and I might bring in the many to our hearts now. This time of year, especially Christmas, as we enter into it now, is a moment. A star comes to us, and the recognition of it is quite profound if we take a few moments and open a slider or step out a door and let it happen to us. Christ comes, Jesus, a new song for people, a salvation song. He comes as a great light, breaking in on the doom and gloom of people. The promise that we heard in Isaiah, and we will again, if you happen to go to Mass on Christmas Eve at 9 o'clock, the early midnight Mass, upon those who've been dwelling in a land of gloom. And that land of gloom has been long-lasting for humankind. In fact, in a very beautiful book, somewhat painful, about violence unveiled by Gil Bally a number of years ago, he talks about violence in some of our practices as truly habitual. He says, mimetic. There we mime, we follow after, we mimic the previous generation and generations. It's, as we would say, almost in our, maybe is, in our DNA. And so we're working deeply here. We go deep by breathing here, by longing with one another for a peace that seems beyond our grasp. And if we stay with that image, I would say that's true, because it's a peace that's given us, and grasping is probably part of our challenge. We feel like we need to hold on to, I know I do at times, and God invites me to open my hands just as he does to the shepherds and says to them, through an angel, you have nothing to fear. I've come to proclaim good news to you. But so quickly, the gloom and the terrible trials of our world come in on us, and rather than our ability, our hearts to open from within those trials, occasionally religious practice or my own would have me step aside from them rather than step into them. Step into the place of the world with light and peace that's given to us now. And so I'd invite you to both sort of step in and step out of the world today. Step into the vibrancy of celebrations with your family and the richness of being together, even though those are challenging settings, and we all know it. And there's a habitual nature sometimes in our gathering. And we might say, how might I be at the table a little differently this year? How might I temper my remarks maybe after the first drink? Where am I with you as we sit from our workdays tired, but our freshness of each other's faces? And so things change a bit, partly by our way of seeing them. And this is being able to see not by grasping an idea, but receiving the light of Christ on our very practical, could be, needn't be, habitual daily lives. Well, we could say it's only once a year we get together, but then that in itself and the tone of my voice suggests it's a tire that goes around and comes back again, rather than a new journey into a new way of being. And you and I know it. Quiet is at a premium in our lives and in our worlds. And so whether or if you go to church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or these days through this holy time of year, all of the year is holy, but we have a felt sense of a convergence at this time when God reaches down or reaches up from within us, within creation, and breathes forth a Savior for us. You might celebrate this in a church with your family, and when you enter there, you might have a felt sense of just a moment within your heart and alone. Or maybe you're off in a bedroom, and you have been or will be, and you're wrapping a last gift. Take an extra moment. Sit there before or after the gift is wrapped and feel the gift that is yours, given to you for others. The light of Christ. The warm breath that now more than ever needs to come upon the face of our earth. The one that is beyond the one I'm feeling here in the Northeast and maybe in Virginia where Greg and Elizabeth is. But it's a deeper, more lasting, prevailing hot love of God for us that would warm and reshape and form the face of the earth. But I need to sit somewhere or walk somewhere or be somewhere and absolutely treasure the truth. It might be before I mash the potatoes. You might step out your side door and say, oh, I'm going to go mash the potatoes now or finish the gravy. Step out the side door. Open your slider and take a breath. The star we're looking for this night, other nights, any night, is not the one in the sky, it's in the one in our heart. It's a light given to us that abides among us now. Our unfortunately habitual mimetic notion is that it's outside of us, beyond us. Jesus is coming, is letting us know that God came into our midst. God has always been with us. In our very being created, being breathed here in the warm breath of God into this world, you and I have been able to be beyond fear and step out of violence and walk into new ways, even into the household homes and tables we've been at before. Not that they weren't wonderful, but now, right now, with a little bit of quiet and attentiveness, a new song sings in our heart, a new great light of freedom, a deeper sense of peace that is ours, right now, given to us now. As we take a breath and sit or stand or walk somewhere and give thanks, as I do right now for you, I so treasure you and the other friends who've reached out to me to let me know that it's good to just take this time and listen. And so I and Greg and others and Keith and Kevin and Mary and Mari and Margie and all sorts of wonderful people who've told me over time, I'm thinking of Maura, listen in here and maybe lend the ear with others. Let's just receive the breath of God, which renews us and the face of the earth. The light of Christ and the peace of Christ come upon your heart and home, and may we be bearers of that light and peace in our world. And my friends, in the midst of all that you're doing, know that the Mountain Community is with you. We hold you in prayer here at our chapel and on our land and in our hearts. Merry Christmas from the whole Mountain family. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Greg and I will be reaching back to you again on New Year's Day as we continue to reflect it with each other on the deep peace that has come into the world.